Please find a comfortable place to lie on your back and to begin the process of getting comfortable. I call this session Breathing in All Directions. It's based on a session from Moshe Feldenkrais's Alexander Yanai series called To Weld by Breathing, though that session is quite a bit longer than this one. And again, please take a moment to lie on your back. You should be on your back with your legs long if that's comfortable for you. And close your eyes and take a few moments to notice your contact with the floor. In particular, how much of your rib cage is making contact with the floor right now? And is that contact equal on the right and left sides, or is one side somehow more in contact with the floor? Or is perhaps one side just somehow more clear to you in your attention? That is, it's easier to listen to that side, or you have a clear image of that side, or the other side feels fuzzier, or something like that. And how about your shoulder blades? Are your shoulder blades pressing into the ground, into the floor, an equal amount, or do you feel like one is pressing more into the ground than the other? Does one shoulder blade or shoulder seem oriented a little bit like it's somehow lifted off the ground slightly? And are your shoulder blades oriented differently in the sense that perhaps one shoulder blade is slightly closer to your head than the other? Noticing in your internal sensation, your feeling sensation. You could think about your left shoulder blade and the distance from your left shoulder blade to your left ear. Notice that difference, and also notice the difference, in your mind's eye, from your right shoulder blade to your right ear. Do they seem equal, or does one seem up a little bit more towards the head? Or maybe your head is tilted slightly in one direction or the other, and that affects what you feel. And please don't try to change anything. Just notice how you're lying right now is totally fine. And how about the distance of your back and spine to the floor right now? Can you take your attention all the way down your spine and the area around it? You could perhaps start by thinking of the length of your neck, the upper parts of your spine between your shoulder blades, the middle parts of your spine down below your shoulder blades, your spine to your lower back. And just notice, feel, breathe, relax. Are parts of your spine closer to the floor, or do you sense parts of your spine somehow lifted away from the floor? Are some parts of your spine more clear in your own mind, or do other parts seem a little fuzzy or muted? All right, now please bring your 2 feet to standing. Please bring your 2 feet to standing about shoulder width apart, so your knees are bent and your feet are flat on the floor. And as you breathe normally, can you listen to your right shoulder and just feel what's happening specifically in and around your right shoulder as you breathe? What's happening in and around your shoulder as you breathe in and as you breathe out normally? Can you notice any movement in and around there? For example, do you notice that parts of your shoulder move up? Parts of your shoulder move down. Perhaps you feel some expansion right and left. Just what do you notice at the present moment? And we're talking about very small movements here, movements that happen automatically, and you are noticing those movements. That's nice. Now, what I'd like you to do now is to gently breathe in so that you can expand your right shoulder towards the wall behind you. It's as if you were using your breath to gently push the top of your right shoulder up. Now, when I say up, that's relative to yourself right now, to your position. So that's up to the wall behind you, and you're doing that with your breath. So that's a very Feldenkrais thing, to do things relative to your position. So if it's like forward, would be in front of you, towards the ceiling. Behind you would be underneath the floor. And up in this position is towards the wall behind you, whatever there. And just do what you can do to breathe. And as you breathe, breathe in, use your breath to expand, push, mold the shoulder in that direction, up. And don't use too much effort. And if you don't think you're getting it, that's fine, just pretend. Breathing in, breathing out, directing air towards your right shoulder as you breathe in, expanding, protruding, rounding even the top of your right shoulder. Good. And please stop and lower your legs and rest for just a moment. And as you rest, what do you notice? Can you feel that you did something in the shoulder? Can you take your attention to the right shoulder and then to the left and notice that there are differences between the two just based on those subtle little movements that you just did? All right, now bring your 2 feet to standing again. Bring your 2 feet to standing once again so your knees are bent, your feet are on the floor. And let's do something similar now, but on the left side. And breathe normally. Don't do anything differently with your breath and just focus on your left shoulder. Focus on your left shoulder, at the top of your left shoulder, the bottom, the upper part, to the left, to the right. As you breathe in, your shoulder expands. And just breathing, listening to what's happening in your left shoulder and what movement that you can feel. And the next time you breathe in, do it as if you want to expand your left shoulder up towards the wall behind you, as if you're gently pushing the top of your left shoulder from the inside up towards the wall. Pushing with your breath. Expanding your shoulder in that direction and just using your breath and finding what's the minimum amount of effort that you can use to do this. Your mouth is relaxed. The tongue in your mouth is relaxed. Your jaw is relaxed. Your breathing is relaxed. You're not contracting your feet or your leg muscles. You're not straining. You're just breathing. Now, you could also imagine pushing from the inside of yourself with one of your hands. So molding, pressing, expanding upward and using one of your hands. So you're imagining a hand is inside you. How would that hand push up and where would it push to create a little bit more space there? Very nice. Good, and let that go for a moment. Stop for just a moment. Stay in the same position. And take your attention from your right side to the left side, from the left side to the right side, back and forth, and what do you notice? And when I say right and left side, I mean the right and left side of your entire body. So from your foot all the way up your leg and ribs and arms and shoulders on one side and then on the other. Good. And let's go back to the right side for a moment. This time, expand your upper ribs on the right side. Okay. And as you breathe in, do what we did on the other side. You want to use a hand to mold or push in your imagination. That's nice. Your shoulder up. So it's going back towards the wall behind you. And where can you use your hand? In your imagination to create more space to help the ribs go up. Be gentle. That's nice. And now let that go for a moment. And as you breathe in, can you notice that your ribs also go upwards on the right side? That as you breathe in normally, more or less normally, and your ribs go up towards the ceiling. Do you feel that? And now can you use your breathing to gently protrude the chest on the right side up towards the ceiling a little bit? That's nice. So you breathe in, your eyes are closed, and you're feeling. Can you use your breath to expand your chest upwards towards the ceiling? Even if that is just a thought, even just a millimeter in your mind's eye. Very nice. And you could imagine pushing from the inside of yourself with one of your hands, so molding, pressing, expanding the lungs and ribs on that side, pushing upwards towards the ceiling. Finding where can you gently push to create more space there. Feel your ribs going up towards the ceiling. That's nice. And then stop for a moment, please. Lower your legs and rest. And with your eyes closed, your legs on the floor, you're lying on the floor, listening to the sound of my voice, listening to yourself and your body. What do you notice in your own awareness, in your own attention, in your contact with the floor? Can you think of the ribs on the right side of your body and think of the ribs on the left side of your body? Feel your ribs upwards, downwards, right and left. And just notice, has there been any changes from when we first did a scan at the beginning of this session? Or not so much? Does one side of yourself feel as if there's more air, more space, more room for expansion? Or maybe you don't notice that. Maybe there's not. And that's fine. Just notice whatever you notice right now. And now gently, please bring your left leg to standing, your left leg only. So your right leg stays long, lying on the floor, if that's comfortable for you. If not, you can bring both legs up. But if you can have the left leg bent, foot on the floor, and leave that right leg lying on the ground, that'd be best. And now push off the floor with the left foot a tiny amount so that you roll a little bit towards the right, so that you're more on your right side. That's comfortable for you. And staying in that position, once again, you're going to be using your breath and your attention. But this time, I'd like you to think of pushing the ribs underneath near the right side of yourself into the floor, the right shoulder. So you breathe in and you push the ribs beneath the right shoulder into the floor. The ribs and bones and the bottom of the shoulder blade on the right are being gently pushed into the floor, expanded, protruded. Breathe in and do that. Use your breath to push the ribs under your right shoulder down into the floor. And again, you can think of a hand being in there helping and pushing, molding the ribs. Your hand can find parts of the lower side of yourself that perhaps need a little bit of help. The ribs maybe aren't moving as much or at all, and so you gently use that hand in your imagination to expand those ribs, push them into the floor. Gently. Good, then stop for a moment, let go with your left leg, relax, stay in the same position. And then once again, push off with the left foot and breathe in and push the right side of yourself into the ground in your mind's eye, using your hand, your breathing. And as you're doing that, do you notice that the distance between the ribs on the top and the bottom is increasing a little bit? That is, there's more expansion. Do you notice that? Good. And please stop. Lower your leg to the ground if that's comfortable for you and rest fully on the floor. And how is this lesson for you right now? If it's exacerbating any symptoms that you might have or if you feel strained, it's probably a good idea to stop and come back to it later. Or if this is a gentle lesson that feels very satisfying to you and feels useful to you, please continue. And bring your 2 feet back to standing about shoulder width apart. knees bent, feet on the floor. And please breathe into the left side of your ribs and expand the upper ribs towards the ceiling on the left side. So the ribs around your pectoral muscles, your chest muscles, are going up towards the ceiling. Using your breath to gently protrude the chest on the left side towards the ceiling upwards. Once again, using the image of your hand, pushing yourself from the inside, if that's useful to you. Molding, pressing, expanding, just looking for areas, places where you can create some more space with your breathing, with your hand. That's nice. And please lower your left leg so that your right leg is still standing. And if it's comfortable, can you push off with your right leg so that you're oriented a little bit more onto your left side, your pelvis is tilted. And then still with your breathing, as you breathe in, can you push the bottom side of your ribs into the floor? The bottom side of your ribs on the left side, underneath your shoulder. Really push those ribs into the floor. Expand them into the floor. Breathe in, and then breathe out. And when you breathe in again, push, mold, expand. Use your hand in your mind's eye. Find where you can open up those ribs a little bit. Push them into the floor. Making space everywhere you can. Feeling that expansion. And noticing as your ribs are going down, your ribs in the top are going up. So you're increasing the space up and down in your ribs. And that's nice. Please stop. Please stop. Lower your legs and rest. And take some time to notice your contact with the floor as you rest on the floor. Feel the weight of your legs, the weight of your arms. Feel your chest and ribs. Feel the top of your ribs, the bottom of your ribs. Your ribs on the right side and the left side. And notice how and where they expand and contract automatically as you breathe automatically. Have you ever noticed when you breathe in that you can actually feel a slight expansion throughout your whole body? You may not be able to find it right away, or maybe you can, and that's fine too. Good. And when you're ready, please bring your feet to standing again on the floor. Bend both your knees so both feet are on the floor. And can you focus on your breath? And as you breathe normally, this time, think of the center of your chest. Think of your breastbone. That's the area right in the middle of your chest where your ribs meet. In fact, you could reach over with one hand and find the center of your chest where your chest meets and put your hand there for just a moment. And then breathe into that area. So breathe into the center of your chest once or twice with your hand on your breastbone so that you can really feel that, how that moves up and how it moves up. Breathe in and think and feel that part of your chest going up towards the ceiling. Nice. And do you have that movement? And when you do, lower your hand back to the ground. And can you keep breathing more or less normally into that area? And pushing, sensing, molding as you breathe, so that your chest goes upwards, forward, towards the ceiling. So you breathe in, and the middle part of your chest goes upwards, towards the ceiling. And could you imagine gently pushing up from the inside using one of your hands? And can you imagine pushing up on the right side or the left side, upwards, just wherever you feel like your hand can gently make some more space, where your breathing can gently make some more space? Good. Now let that go for a moment. Now think of the center of your chest, your breastbone, and then think of the area directly below it. Directly underneath that, there's a part of your spine, and there are some ribs on the bottom of yourself, your ribs underneath you. And can you breathe in and imagine that you're pressing those bottom ribs of yourself more into the floor as you breathe in? Breathe in and find a way to gently push your ribs into the floor. It's a funny kind of movement. Your spine, your shoulder blades, your upper ribs, they're all pushed lower to the ground. And you can imagine that you've got one of your hands inside yourself pushing the spine, pushing the ribs around the spine, into the ground, closer to the floor, making some more space. Maybe there's some parts of your ribs that, or a rib that doesn't feel like it's moving, and you could push more on those ribs, even though you're pushing in your mind's eye, push gently in your mind's eye. And if something doesn't want to move, that's fine, just notice. These things change on their own as you go through and do more Feldenkrais session. More Feldenkrais sessions. Now, if your legs are bent, as I ask you to have them, go ahead and lower them. Once again, only if that's comfortable for you. So lower your legs and continue with these two movements. So first go back to expanding your breastbone upwards towards the ceiling with your legs long. Your breastbone, that middle part of yourself, goes upwards towards the ceiling as you breathe in. And now, is that easier with your legs long, or is it harder? Or does it not make much of a difference to you? And then go back to breathing and pushing the space underneath your breastbone, your ribs and spine directly underneath your breastbone into the floor. Breathe in and pushing that into the floor. Now, does this seem easier or harder with your legs long? Now, whatever is easier, keep doing that. If it's easier with your legs up, bring your legs back up, bend your knees. If it's easier with your legs long, have your legs long. If you do not know or there's no real big difference for you, just pick one that seems more comfortable. And now what I'd like you to do is to do both movements at the same time. So can you feel your chest expanding up and down at the same time towards the ceiling and down towards the floor as you breathe normally? You breathe in, you feel your chest expanding up and down at the same time. You could also probably feel your ribs expanding right and left. Do you notice that? And let's do that one last variation for this lesson. So as you breathe in, could you imagine that you're pushing your ribs on the left side of your shoulder out a little bit more? Pushing them out with your breathing, pushing them out with your imaginary hand, just gently. You could push them out and up and down at the same time, kind of molding your hand around those ribs on the left side. And now could you do the same thing on the right side, the ribs near the right shoulder? Breathe in, and as you breathe in, also push with the hand, so expand to the right. And the right up and the right down. Just get a really nice sense of expansion there. And that's probably a good place to end for now. There are many more variations we could do, but I wanted this to be a relatively short exploration. I'll create a longer one later. So when you're ready, you can kind of slowly, lazily roll over onto your side. Maybe even resting for a moment or two on your side and notice what's different, and then slowly and lazily come up to stand. And in standing, notice what's different about your breathing and feel the expansion forward and back and up and down. Just notice what you notice automatically and how you're breathing automatically. And what's different about your contact with the floor and standing and your spine, your ribs, or anything else that you notice? And you can walk around a bit. Notice the size of your ribs and your chest cage and your whole body and walking. And enjoy. This work has a very unique quality about it. Too many people, some people will get up after doing something like this and one person will notice one thing, another person will notice another, some person will notice their breathing, some people will notice one foot on the floor. Just whatever you notice right now, enjoy it. And keep your focus as much as you can on your ongoing experience. Enjoy.